Le'ili nishmas Rav Kleina Mishkalman Ben Rav Yimelech. Yuma Perek Dalad Mishnah Aleph. Talaf Bekalfi. They grabbed the kalfi, and they grabbed it so that when he'd reach in and take out the two lots, he wouldn't force the one that said LaHashem to go to his right hand, because that was like a good sign, the Rav says. So they quickly grabbed it. V'hela shnei garolos. And he picked up the two garolos, the two lots that were inside. Echad kosav alav l'shem v'echad kosav alav la'azazel. Haskan bimino v'rosh beis av mismolo. The skan was on his right side and the rosh beis av was on his left side, just like before. Im shal shem ola biminoi. If the lot that said shem went up in his right hand, haskan omerlo ishi koin godol hagbe yimincha. He said, Master Kohen Gadol, raise your right hand. Vim shal shem ala b'smolo. And if the shem went up into his left hand, Reish Beis Av omer lo, Ishi Kohen Gadol hagme smolcha. The Reish Beis Av would say, Master Kohen Gadol, raise your left hand. Nesano al shnei ha-se'irim. He then took the two lots, and he placed them right on top of the se'irim. Va'omer la'ashem chatas. And on the one that said la'ashem, he verbally said, la'ashem chatas. And he actually mentioned Hashem's name. This is one of the times where he mentioned Hashem's name, one of the 10 times where he said the Shema Mefurish, but it was not in a vidui. He just said Hashem's name. Rabbi Shmuel Omer lo hayat tzarich loymar chatos el Hashem. Rabbi Shmuel said he didn't have to say the words chatos, he just had to say the word la Hashem. So machlok is how they learned the pasuk. Regardless, v'heinoinim achrov, baruch shem kvod machusol yolom v'ed. And when he said Hashem's name, they would answer him, baruch shem kvod machusol yolom v'ed.